Well, let's talk about what's up. Hello, everyone in the Versus community. It's your boy, Vern Lee, with his co-host.
It is J. Cole, the mad scientist.
So welcome to the Team Apex podcast, and we're just here to give you a quick update on what has been going on with us since the death of Team Apex Black. Jamar was in his, I guess it would be the second and third place match for the Buckeye format tourney. So whoever won that match, loser's bracket final match, will be in the finals. And then I have a mostly photo tournament result. Joined that tourney at the last minute yesterday, and I played it today. So we're just going to talk about what happened. So let's start with the Buckeye format madness. Man, I don't remember how it go. What it's called. For Buckeye format madness tourney. Jamar, yeah. How did things go?
Not as well as I would have liked. One thing I didn't want to do with John was try to predict what he was going to play, because he could be very unpredictable. So I tried to play a somewhat aggro deck, because I've been playing all kind of decks, stall decks, decks with combos and stuff like that. So I tried to go straight aggro, and kind of bit me in the butt. And what really kills me is that my first mind was to play Odin Photo. And I was like, well, no, you know, if he goes something else other than Cloak and Dagger and so forth, then you know, then I can play Thor, and I can deal with it. If you play Venom, if you play something with the symbiotes, I can last. And he ended up playing Cloak and Dagger, and I found out the hard way, even Thor can't tackle, for the most part, the Cloak and Dagger combo if they go first. Because once Dagger starts getting those counters and starts putting negatives on Thor, it's a really hard combat. So it is what it is, man. It was a fun game, but it was just too much for Thor.
Right. I didn't really talk to you much about the situation because I knew I didn't have any answers. John's got the Big Apple battle format, right?
Yes.
So that's like Avengers.
No, it's he can play. Yeah, I'm sorry, Avengers. The Underworld. He can play. Sure, Avengers, Underworld. I think anything with New York's.
Defenders, Spider-Friends, yeah.
Defenders, yeah, all that
and, stuff. And another thing that's key about John is he had the number one letter. So he always got choice of where to go, which is why he played Cloak and Dagger so often. And but that's the thing. He didn't have to go that route. But what right. made it difficult, what makes it difficult in going against him is if you pick wrong and you play against somebody that can't deal with Cloak and Dagger, it's a problem. So right. really, what you have to do is get somebody that can go against Cloak and Dagger. And I just flat out say it, like, if you know, if you would have, when you played Thor, you were at a disadvantage as soon as he chose Cloak and Dagger, simply because you know he's going first. Like, if it's a situation where it's a dice roll and Thor can go first, okay, you might be able to just go ahead and Thundershock Dagger, put her face down, attack Cloak, you know, maybe take him out. And once you get started with Thor, you probably had the advantage. But since he went first, he put that negative on Thor. He made Dagger get bigger, and it's just like, oh. And I believe he started the game out by playing two great powers and responsibilities on Cloak, right?
Yeah, he drew extremely well. that first game, he drew extremely well because of what he drew. He was so big. Even though I think I had a game in my hand or something. But because Cloak was so big, I had to take a stun. Turn one.
Yeah.
It was like, wow. He put a negative on me, which put me down to 4, which gave Dagger the ability to hit me. So even if I canceled the combat, he was going to hit me with Dagger as well. So it didn't make sense to even play that card. But because Cloak was so big, turn one, that really changed the scope of the game. It really did.
Yeah, you really needed to hit, especially with that opening, you really needed to hit a green, a blue, and a Charlie on turn one for you to have a chance. You didn't even hit a blue turn one. I was like, man, this is looking bad.
I pulled 2 greens, man. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And one of the combos that I had in there, which it wasn't a bad combo, but I could have done something a little bit better. But I had the combo in where you play Prowler, Ditch Sentry, and then you give Prowler 20 counters. And now he has stealth. And pretty much, you're not going to stop that. And it was interesting. I had the combo in my hand, but I didn't have a blue.
Oh. Well, you didn't have a combo then.
I didn't have a combo. But you know what? That right there is my mistake, because Thor is a aggro MC. So my team, my deck, you know, that should have been more aggro. I should have had a 4 drop and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
You got a little cute with it, but at the same time, if it wouldn't have been for that having Prowler, when you pulled that late Charlie, you wouldn't have been able to get rid of that Gargoyle. And it really, when that Gargoyle came out with that Might Makes Right, and you know I'm a huge Gargoyle fan, like there hasn't been much opportunity to play him lately. But when that came out, I was like, yeah, that pretty much seals the deal. Like,
and I think he pulled like 2 of them, didn't he?
Man, I don't even remember. It was such a
blur of
rise of counters. And it's like, it's crazy because Gargoyle in a Cloak and Dagger deck, once they're both level, which ideally would be on that turn, you're talking about 3 counters being added to Gargoyle every turn.
Yep,
that's almost impossible to get rid of. That's just rough.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at you like I know you thunderbolted him once and it just didn't matter.
No.
I think you hit him with a match once and it didn't matter. It's like, it's just messed up, man.
Oh.
I mean, Cloak and Dagger, man, they got some real potential. I mean, you got to be. Granted, in a situation where there is a dice roll that determines who goes first, it's a lot more risky because they are definitely front runner types of characters. But
right,
man, their ability to just steamroll over really good MCs, definitely something to be on the lookout for in the future. And even though you didn't get that rascal this week, I'm proud of you for coming in third place, man. You did Team Apex well, man.
Yeah, hey, if I went with Odin as my first man, this would be a very different conversation because he would have to either eat the negative himself, or he would have to take the counter off of Odin, and Odin will never level up to level two. And when he laid down a cloak and dagger, I'm like, dang, Odin would have been great.
Odin would have been great. So here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. And have you ever even played Odin before?
I have not played Odin before.
See, that's the thing, the unfamiliarity with the character. Like, if you would even say that to me, I would have been like, yeah, just play Odin, bro. Odin is a high quality character, regardless of if it was cloak and dagger. Like, sometimes playing Odin presents the same issue that cloak and dagger presents. Sometimes you'll just play it, put an MC out there, and then now you're like, oh crap, I'm playing against Odin. I don't have options here. Some MCs just can't deal with it. So, cloak and dagger, that would have been an issue because even if cloak and dagger go first, all right, I can put a counter on somebody, but Odin's starting out 7-7, and I can't really put a negative on him because that means he stays 7-7. So it's like Odin's just going to swing and hit people. He's going to put one on people. It's going to delay. That level up is delayed automatically just from Odin starting out so huge. So, that would have definitely been different. Now, granted, John pulled power and responsibility, so cloak was probably – might have been out of Odin's range right away. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. What was Cloak's attack and defense on after turn one?
Six. It was six.
He was only at six defense?
Well, wait, no. Yeah, six. No. His defense would have been his defense was nine, but his attack would have been six.
Okay, so it might have been difficult for you to get to nine.
Well, maybe so, but
maybe
he wouldn't have been able to stun Odin without a team attack or some sort.
Right, and that would have resulted in somebody getting stunned too. So yeah, you're right.
Right, and then you figure you got the last one. You get the, what's the one that cancels combat? You get Ant-Man. I mean, there's a lot of good things that could have been played. And but like I said, had I went with my first mind, the game would have been different. But that's fine, man. That's the game of versus, man. You gamble, and it is what it is. So
yeah. So it's cool. Yeah, John and Bert finals. They deserve it. It was a good tourney. It was a hard tourney to figure out. Like every week, you have to try to figure out what am I gonna do. But that was part of the fun. So whoever wins it, congratulations. Now let's talk about tourney I played today. Like literally just a few hours ago. Mostly photo tourney, run by Your Trey or Austin Alvarez of Let's Get Dangerous. It was basically photo format, except the alteration to the format is you get to play two, or you have to play. It's mandatory that you play two photo sets of illustrated cards, and it has to be two types out of the four, being special location, equipment, plot twist, or supporting character. And also, all basics are allowed in addition. So basically what this does is it allows you to take the strong powers of the photo set and add some stuff to the to it from the illustrated format that basically allows you to break things. And yeah. So at first, I didn't think I was going to be able to join this tourney. I didn't know what my situation was going to be like schedule-wise. But yesterday, I realized, okay, I'll be able to pull this off. Let me go ahead and join this little tourney up. Just play for a few hours, have some fun, chop it up with folks, you know. I had no idea what I was going to play when I signed up, when I started signing up. Like, as I was filling out the form to sign up and realized, oh, I need to pick a main character. I picked my main character right then and there. I had no time to, like, brainstorm over who would be seen or whatever. And what I did that it could be anything that was being played. You know, somebody could come up with some broken Doctor Strange mess. I knew Dormammu would be an issue. I knew that Valkyrie would be issue. I knew that Spike would be able to have +6/+6 instead of +4/+4 and possibly be able to find them easier. So I knew that it was a problematic format, but I did not have time to think of problems. I just said, you know what? I'm going a completely different route. I'm going to do me. I'm going aggressive. I'm going to play a character that just has the ability to just have access to the main character and can kind of stop some attacks, and I'm just going to go for the heads of the MC. Now, I could have done Bucky, but I knew somebody else was playing Bucky, so I said, I'm not going to do that. So I ended up playing Wasp. Wasp, basically you need 3 combat cancels to for her to level up. And once she levels, along with the flight range and shrink that she has, she also has, she gains stealth. So that's what I went with. I knew that leveling up isn't too much of a problem usually. And depending upon who you're playing against. And I knew that once I leveled, I'll always be able to get to the MC. It won't be an issue. I'm not going to go through the whole deck list, but what I will say is that my illustrated cards that I added was 4 solos to help her get bigger and 4 shock to the systems to help deal, to give me another defense situation against Valkyrie. I knew when I built the deck what Valkyrie is capable of, and I knew that it wasn't a sure defense against her, but I figured I'll throw it in there just in case. That'll give me an extra opportunity to deal with Valkyrie if I see her. The whole premise of the deck was, hey, you don't have to attack me if you don't want to. I'll just keep attacking you, and I'll keep getting bigger while I'm doing it. And that really was working very well. Between Solo and Killian and Grandmaster, just keep making Wasp huge. And basically, you were going to have to make a decision. Okay, either I'm going to have to level this guy up, or I'm going to have to let him keep getting me big so it's too big to handle.
Right.
So let's just go into how this went. We went into round 1, and I had a bye. So I basically sat back and semi-commentated a match. Got the win for that because it was free. And I hate byes. I hate getting wins from byes. It messes your tiebreaker up. But, you know, it is what it is. So round 2, I played against his name is Kevin. No, I didn't play against him yet. Who did I play? Oh, I played against Uncle Pancake.
Uncle Pancake.
I don't know his real name, but I know that Uncle Pancake is a hilarious name, and I like it. So I played against Uncle Pancake.
Funny.
It just sounds funny. Played against Uncle Pancake, and he played Valkyrie, and I'm like, man, I got to start off against Valkyrie. Ran Valkyrie over. He leveled me up. I don't think he pulled. He had what he needed to level and do her thing, but he didn't pull enough of what he needed to get his attack high enough. He made a couple of mistakes too, but because I don't think he had enough attack power, he never really was a threat to, you know, do the whole Valkyrie thing. So that's just how that went.
Right.
Game obviously could have went completely differently. Valkyrie is an issue. Honestly, I think I don't know if the modern council is banned her from modern. I don't know, but I think she needs to be modern council dealt with. But anyway, so took the L. I mean, a win there. So I'm technically 2-0. Technically, and we go to the next match, and I'm up against Patrick. And Patrick is playing Valkyrie. I'm like, come on, man. I don't want to play Valkyrie no more. And I was just, man, I was just wanting Valkyrie every turn. Turn one, turn two, turn three, turn four, turn five. And see, the thing is, I know that doesn't mean anything because I know Valkyrie can just play Anya and just pump herself up and kill you. So I was cool with that because I had Shocks in my hand. And that's why, yeah, that's the whole reason why I included Shocks in the deck, because I know that Anya exists. But what I was not expecting is the Valkyrie players to add Danger Room to their decks. And so what happened was Danger Room came down. Anya came down due to a Heimdall, which that was a mistake. I should have, on turn five, instead of attacking Valkyrie, I should have just took out that Heimdall. But I took a risk because I had the Shocks, and I knew he wasn't running Winter Soldier. So I just wasn't expecting to see Danger Room. And that Danger Room came down, and I was like, yeah, I'm dead. that's just how it went. So now I'm 2-1, and I'm up against Dormammu. Dormammu. So I'm like, okay, I can beat Dormammu. I just got to hit him every turn. Basically, I was running through Dormammu, and he played a Darkhold. He played a Darkhold.
Ouch. Okay.
And he only had one character out on the field, and he suicided that character. When he suicided that character, I already knew what was going on. I'm like, okay, so.
Oh, my goodness.
This dude has a You're the Last One in his hand. And he's just going to You're the Last One me to death. Now, it would have been okay. It would have been okay, right? I'm like, it would have been okay if I hadn't had such a bad... I had the misfortune of pulling my basics over and over again.
Wow.
So I put 8 basics in the deck just because I figured, okay, if Dormammu comes out, if I end up playing against Dormammu, 8 basics should give me enough time to put 7 wounds on this guy. However, I pulled four basics in my draws.
Oh my goodness.
His Dormammu only needed 5 yellows to get rid of me. And I think he pulled 3 yellows, and he was able to COS won twice.
Oh my goodness,
man. So that, coupled with the fact that he had 2 blues already, meant that when he left me out, he didn't have to play any other characters. So if he hadn't decked me out, I would have been able to force him to have to play other characters. And and when he played another character, I could have used my stealth to knock that Darkhold off. But because he didn't have, you know, because he decked me out that very turn after he played it, I was done. And I knew I was done, too. I was like, man. Basically, I ain't a Swiss. because I had the crappy tiebreakers because the bye, I ended up in fifth place, so I wasn't in the top four to go to the Swiss. I mean, go to the, head up to get a chance to win. But I had fun, man. I played somebody. I played an MC that I liked and that I knew I would have fun. I didn't have time to brainstorm anything complicated. And honestly, I didn't want to do that. It's Sunday. I want to chill. And it was fun. Right. I made everybody sweat a little bit. And that was good enough for me. I think that they plan on running attorney every 2 months. So what's cool about it is it's only a few hours. You know, it's all running one day. So it's not going to add any pressure to anybody that likes to play in the Buckeye Leagues or the Bill Phase tourneys or right. anything else like that. So it was cool. And, you know, I get a promo out of it, even though I was, you know, mid this whole tourney. So it was a good day, man. but we keep losing. I mean, we went in a little bit, but we keep losing. But that's cool. We pick ourselves back up. We move on to the next one. And
Vern, you know, it's coming. Let me tell you, bro.
I ain't tripping, you know.
It's coming.
I got enough UDE checks to be happy. I'm cool. We're gonna keep adding them checks and keep topping them eights and stuff like that. And hopefully one day one of us will break through and win the major. Well, yeah, and that man is all about having fun, you know?
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. It's going for one of us to break through and go through the gauntlet of what it's going to take to win the big dance. It's going to cost somebody one little cubic of life. I'm telling you.
Well, you go ahead and pay that for me then, man.
Going through John and Bird and anybody in the big three, it's a headache, man. It's stressful.
Yeah.
So it's
I just hope I'm giving people stress too. That's all.
Oh, you are.
That's we stress believe folks out too. You know, we got Gen Con coming up in a few months. Hope as many people as possible can come and play that. Even new guys. Come up there and experience what it feels like at a major tourney, because it is definitely different. And it's a long day. Before that,
it's a very long day.
Yeah, we got the regional to Florida at Florida in June, at the end of June. Team Apex probably won't be there, but, you know, everybody who can, please support it. And before that, we got the Buckeye Across the Spider-Verse. You know, they do the format draft for that. And that's coming up this Tuesday. I know you and I are both in it. I know Ralph is in it. Wait, is Ralph in it? Yeah, Ralph is in it.
Yeah, he's in it.
Hey, guys. I don't know when this video is coming out. This pod is coming out. Hopefully it can come out before the draft that Tuesday. But we need like one or two more people so we can double up the MC pool, because I'm not trying to play with I need my draft prospects to be better. This is about to be. There will be some ill taken if I end up having the draft. Anyway, so yeah, I think we can wrap this podcast up. It's your boy, along with my boy,
the mad scientist, J. Cole.
All right, so we're signing out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.